It's the Coffs Coast number one hit music station, 105.5 Star FM. Okay, big news in the tech world today. Apple have announced not only one, but two iPhones and an iWatch as well.
Now, I am a little bit behind in technology. I'm still on the iPhone 4.
Yeah, which is like three models behind.
Maybe it's the 4S, maybe.
Well, you're well behind, and I figure if people are interested in knowing what it is all about, we do have Star FM's tech expert, Trent Geddes, on the phone this morning. Mate, can you tell us what's the big announcement with Apple with these two phones?
So, yeah, you've got the two phones and the iWatch. Let's start with the phones. So they've got an iPhone 6 and they've gone with an idea of an iPhone 6 Plus. Now the idea of having two phones is not necessarily new to Apple. They did something along those lines last year. But they're going one step further this year and they're joining the, what I call the phablet game. It's not a phone, but it's not a tablet either, but it's certainly a larger phone. So the 6 Plus is 5.5 inches in size, compared to the 6, which is just 4.7. So it's going to be certainly handy for those people who love a bit of real estate on their telephone screens.
Right, so you've got like the bigger option for those that like a bit more room. But what about actual speed and processor size? Are they both identical in that sense?
Yes, in terms of speed, 50% faster on both of the phones. In terms of the battery sizing, 15% more on the iPhone 6, but because you've got more room with the iPhone 6 Plus, that's going to have even more battery life. But, you know, you've got a larger screen as well, so you might lose a bit there. And also a few other goodies. They're tidying up the camera function a little bit more. There's actually a barometer in the telephones this time.
A barometer?
They're tying in with a brand new fitness app they've got called Healthbook.
Okay, and the thing that I've heard about this morning, tell me about this watch.
The iWatch, yes. So they've been thinking about it for a while. They're taking on the, you could say, the fitness game with this watch, because it's going to have a lot of features in it which will allow you to do your fitness tracking all on the one phone with one easy-to-use app. But it's not just the fitness world that it's going to look after. You'll have your clock, so you can have it like your standard watch. Think of the size of a Casio calculator watch for its sizing, and also the construction of a good analog watch. That's the sort of feel it's going to have to it. And more features. We're talking being able to control your music from your iPhone or even your Mac on the actual watch. You'll be able to send quick replies to text messages from the watch. You can do Siri and voice recording functionality and a few other little neat features as well.
I rely on Siri a lot.
I've got to ask about Siri. Has she grown up at all?
I've heard that they are improving it significantly, so there's going to be some better work on the recognition.
Sounds very exciting.
Sounds like a big deal. It seems like they've come leaps and bounds since the iPhone 5C and 5S.
They've certainly done quite a bit of work on it compared to the last year or two. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. And in terms of getting one of these phones, you're looking at, I think, in the next couple of days, they're doing the Apple pre-ordering online on their store. And in the next couple of weeks, you should be able to get the Apple phones in the shops. The iWatch isn't actually going to be available, I think, until early 2015. But it's certainly out there. The idea's out there, and they're getting ready to release it. So it's going to be awesome.
Trent, thanks again, mate.
Yeah, no, it's been awesome.